Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Learning Bava Kamma Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin is the middle of the sugya of Parah Shenocha Es Hashor, the second case of the Mishnah. The case with Akert, the Parah Muberes, was Negeach the Shor. And the question was the parah still muberes b'shas the negicha, or did it give birth before the negicha? Was the uber also a chelag of the negicha? So here, the nizik is very clear, it's a shor, there's no shaila. The question is the mazik. Was the mazik the parah alone, or was the mazik the parah with the uber inside? So the Gemara starts, it's on the end of Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, in this case, you pay chatzi nizik min ha-parah, revi nezek min ha-vat, which literally means that half of the nezek of the shor is paid from the parah. The din is a tam pays chatzi nezek migufay, half of the nezek is paid from the parah, and a quarter of the nezek is paid from the vat. So it ends up, he gets paid for three quarters of his shor. So the Gemara says that makes no sense. Chatzi nezek, revi nezek, is going to get a half and a quarter. Palgan is kudaboy shlume. He's only supposed to get a half. Kuli nizkanaki riva mayavidite. Why should he get three quarters of the nezik? That's the pshat in the Gemara Lefi, the gersa that we have, Lefi Rashi's pshat. So Omer Abaye, chatzi nezik means echel me'abo benezik, and revia nezik means echel mishmeida benezik. It doesn't mean half of the entire nezik. It means half of what the teshlumen should be. When a short tam is mazik, he pays chatzi nezik. So the Gemara is considering that chatzi nezek to be the entire nezek, in other words, entire what he deserves, and you pay half of that. Chatzi nezek means half of the nezek, half of the half, which is a quarter of the nezek, is paid min ha-parah, and revia nezek means a quarter of the chatzi nezek, which is an eighth of the nezek, is paid from the vlad. So the Gemara explains, I paru vlad dechad ninu. If, let's say, the parah and the vlad both belong to the same person, like a normal case. So that's for sure that the Baal HaParah and the Vlad owes him half nezek. The question is exactly what does he owe? Because Ashar Tam, you pay migufay. So if the Vlad was in the Parah at the time of the Negicha, so then you owe him half of the Parah and half of the Vlad. And if the Ubu was not in the Parah at the time of Negicha, so then you owe half of the nezek from the Parah. But either way, you owe him the full chatzi nezek. The question is the full chatzi nezek coming for the parah? Or is half of it coming for the parah and half from the vlad? So if they belong to the same person, hachanami dematza amri lebal haparah mimanavsha chatzi nezek kavli, you have to give me either way chatzi nezek. You could decide, I don't know if the ubu was there at the time, so you could decide, do you want to give me the whole chatzi nezek from the parah and claim that it was only the parah that was masik? Or if you want, you could give me half of the chatzi nezek from the par and half of it from the vlad and say that the vlad was inside. Either way, it's fine, but I'm going to have to get the entire chatzi nezek. When someone owes someone something for sure, the question is, what does he owe? He either owes him this or that, so he has to give him at least one of them. So Yomar says, Leit tzricha de par de chan u vlad de chat. The umber belongs to a different person. Rashi says, because he sold the parah and he left over the umber for himself. So now it's a question, who owes him the money? If the Uba was there, b'shas negicha, so the Baal HaParah owes him half of the money, in other words, a quarter of the nezek, half of the chatzi nezek, the Baal Uba owes him the other half, a quarter of the nezek, half of the chatzi nezek. And if the Uba was not there, so the Baal HaParah owes him the whole half of nezek, the whole chatzi nezek. So the Gemara says, v'yid kadam tavi l'Baal HaParah tchila. If he originally went and was tevei the Baal HaParah, hachanami da amulei le Baal HaParah, parah didach haziktan, havli rai disloch shutfi. If he would have gone to the Baal HaParah first, so then he could tell the Baal HaParah, you have to pay me everything, because your parah was mazik me, you bring a rai that you have a shutf. Ela de kadam tavi le Baal Vatchila, da amulei gelisa daitach de shutfi isli. But he went to the Baal HaVlad first, and therefore, the Baal HaParah could say, you are made that the Ubu was there because you went to the Baal HaVlad first. At kind of Lashon HaGemara. Now, it's a machlokes yishenim shat in the Gemara. when he goes to the Baal HaPara first, and he says, your para was mazik me, you bring a riot that you had a shutif, does that mean he could convey the entire chatzi nezik from the Baal HaPara? Or does that mean that al kapanim he could get 3/4 of the chatzi nezik, in other words, 3/8 of the nezik from the Baal HaPara, but not the entire chatzi nezik from the Baal HaPara? The Ravid and the Ra'ah say, and this is the mashmoyis of the Lashon in the Gemara, that he could get the entire chatzi nezik from the Baal HaPara. But Rabbeinu Peretz says that what type of svar is that? L'maisa, we don't know that the Baal HaPara owes him the entire chatzi nezik. It's a suffix. If there was no Uber, then he owes him the entire chatzi nezik. If there was an Uber, then he only owes him 1/4. So it's a suffix. Does he owe him 1/4? Does he owe him half? Why should he have to pay him the whole half? It's a suffix. Some could say, Mamana Mutta B'Safa Chalkim. L'chayu should pay 3/8. That's Tainer Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz and Rabbanu Mechamas also learns that way. He learns that's Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mean that you can get the entire Chatzi Nezik from the Baal HaPara. The Gemara is just saying that it says in the Mishnah, you only get Chatzi Nezik from the Para, and Abai is learning Chatzi Nezik means half of the Chatzi Nezik. Half of the Chatzi Nezik, 1/4 of the Nezik. If you went to the Baal HaPara first, you'd be able to get more than that. You'd be able to tell him, you can't just pay me 1/4, half of the chatzi nezik. You have no raya that there was an uber there, so Mela will say chalkin, and you'll pay me 3/8 of the nezik. But Avada, he could also taina, I don't have to pay you the full chatzi nezik, because you have no raya that the uber wasn't there. So Mela, mamana muta besach chalkin, and you pay 3/8. Thus taina to Rabbeinu Peretz and the Mulchamas. Well, the mice, like we said, the Ravid and the Ra'ah, they hold that he pays the full half. What's the pshat in that? Why should he pay the full half? We don't know that the Uber wasn't there. It's a suffix if the Uber was there or not. If the Uber was there, then he pays 1/4. If the Uber was not there, he pays a half. So it's a suffix. Why does he have to pay the whole thing? Sumchas holds mom and mutter b'safa chalken, and other rabbi, he's the mozik here. Why should he have to pay the whole thing? So Baruch Ber, in Berachah Shmuel Simon Yud Gimel, he says a meyudikiyah site. He says, when you have two people that were mazik together, two mazikim together, be'etzem each one is a ganza mazik. Be'etzem each one is a ganza mazik. Each one is the entire mazik. Now the tashlumin is split between the two. Now the emesis is a gemara about this. Later in Daf Nun Gimel, a reference was made early in Daf Yud Gimel. The gemara discusses, has a discussion. Do we say when there's two mazikim that each one is kula hezeka of it? Each one did the whole thing, which sounds like Rabbi Baruch Ber is saying. Or do you say each one is palga hezeka of it? Each one did half. But Rabbi Baruch Ber is mazba. That's only afterwards. After they're both mazik, so we give responsibility for each one half. And that's a shaila. Is each one like really responsible for the whole thing? And you split it, the nafkamina, let's say one of them is pater. Like a short time together with the Shara Mu'ud. That's a discussion there. Well, no, since there are two mazikim, even though they were both mazik the whole thing, but since there are two, so mamele, each one's only considered half. But be'etzim, each one has a potential shame mazik on the whole thing. So mamele, when you have a suffix, if there's a shutfus or not, so the chan is be'etzim, the par was zicha mazik the whole thing. Now, the Shaila was the Vlad also a mazik. But then there's a sort of Ein Safik Meitzim Midei Vandai that you can't pati yourself from Safik since you have a Vandai Mechayev and the Ub is only a Safik. To me, it sounds very similar to a Svar we say by Yerusha. There's a Svar in Yevamis of Ein Safik Meitzim Midei Vandai that let's say you have somebody who's a Vandai Yerush, we have him above a Basra also. You have someone who you know for sure is the son of the one who died. And you have someone else, you have a suffix. You have a suffix if he's the Yerush or not. It's a suffix if he's the son. So, you might want to say, Maman Amutu B'Safa Chalkin, and here there's no Muchzik, it all was by the father. So, Maman Amutu B'Safa Chalkin. For sure, the Vaday son gets a half, that's not a suffix. And as far as the other half, you'll be Chalik. And he'll get 1/4, and the other one will get 1/4. But the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, Ain't suffix Meitzim Midei Vaday. And the story is that he's a Vaday Yerush. He's definitely a Yerush the whole thing. Now, when there's a second Yerush, so each one is Kain, has the potential to be Yerush, the whole thing. And Mela, it splits up in half, so each one gets half. But if it's a Suffolk, so since I'm a Vada Yerush, the whole thing, and you're a Suffolk, if you come in, ain't Suffolk mates from the Vada, we see me as a Yerush, you have to bring a Raya that you're a Yerush, Bechlal. So here it's the same thing for Kat Lagabi Lechiv. The Pura was Zicha Mazik. Whether the Umba was there or not, the Pura is a potential Mazik on the whole thing, even with the Shutif. Shutif is also a Pshat that he's a Mazik on the whole thing. Now, since there's another Mazik, we may let splits up. But if we have a Suffolk and there's another Mazik, ain't Suffolk Meitzim Dei Vadai, it doesn't work. And he wants to explain that even the Rishainim, like we said, Rabbeinu Peretz, the Ramban that hold, that you do split it up, and each one pay 3/8. So Rabbi Baruch Beis says, the Pshat of those Rishainim are, since the din of a Jorah de Mamayna is, that we consider it a Suffolk Ashakel, we consider his tzad, in din, he has to pay half, that's not in Suffolk Meitzin Nevadai. That's Ke'ilu, we know that there's a Shutif here, Al Kapanim Benigay of the half. But the other Rishainim all know, since we have a Vadai Mazik Lefanenu, and the Ubers a Suffolk was Mazik Bechlau, you can't patter yourself, maybe there was another Mazik, because you were definitely a Mazik. You Tako, I could mourn from you the whole thing. If there's another mazik, then the chiyuv splits. But Kozman, you can't prove there's another mazik, ain't suffik meitzim nevad. That's the story. So the Gemara says, that's when he goes to the Baal HaParah first, then the Baal HaParah would certainly pay more than what the Mishnah calls chatzi nezik, meaning half of the chatzi nezik, revia nezik. Either pay the whole thing according to the Raivin and the Ra'ah, or pay 3/8 according to the Ramban and Rabbeinu Peretz. But the Teretz says he went to the Baal of Vlad first. And he got from the Baal of Vlad an eighth of the Nezik. Revia Nezik means an eighth of the Nezik, Lefi Abaya. So now, when he goes to the Baal HaParah, the Baal HaParah tells him, listen, you went to the Baal of Vlad, so that means that you think that the Uber was inside the Parah at the time of the Hezek, because that's why you went to the Baal of Vlad. So now, you yourself are made that the Uber was inside the Parah. You can't mourn me more than a quarter of the Nezik. I'm only going to pay you a quarter of an ezek. Chatzi nezek means half of the chatzi nezek. So that's the first lashon according to Abaya. He went to the Baal of Vlad. The Baal of Vlad is a suffolk. Was his Vlad involved in the hezek? If the Vlad was involved in the hezek, he has to pay half of the chatzi nezek, a quarter. If he wasn't, he pays nothing. Moment of mutaba suffolk, he pays a quarter of the chatzi nezek, an eighth. And once he went to the Baal of Vlad, so kum dais, he was meida, that the Uber was inside the para. Now he can only collect from the Baal HaParah half of the chatzi nezek. He can only collect a quarter. So the Teres Chaim asks the Kasha, what's the pshat in that? I was never meida to anything. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. I wasn't there. Adam told me that this para was mazik maishar, and there was an Uber b'tzida. I have no idea what. I found the Baal Uber. So I went to him. I asked him for his money, whatever he could give me. I happened to find him first. What's the raya? Because I went to him, that I'm being meida, that his Uber was in the part of B'shas and Ezek. I had to go to somebody. I happened to find him first. He was more convenient. What's the raya, B'chlal? It's a Pella. Zag the Teres Chaim. Because if you would have gone to the Baal HaParah, you could have gotten the entire Nezik from the Baal HaParah. The Teres Chaim is apparently learning like the Raivid, and they're all like the Pashtus of the Gemara, that when you go to the Baal HaParah first, ain't Suffolk Meitzim Nevad, that you could get the entire Nezik from the Baal HaParah. When you go to the Baal Uber, you can't get from the entire Nezik. The most you could get from, if you win the Din Teira, and Bezin establishes that the Uber was there, he's still only going to pay you a quarter of the Nezik. Half of the chatzi nezik, and then again it's a suffolk, so only you're going to end up getting an eighth. There's no reason for you to go to the Baal Uber. Why should you have to make two dinei Torah and get an eighth from the Baal Uber and then come and get 3/8 from the Baal HaParah? You could go to the Baal HaParah first and get the full half from the Baal HaParah. Elamai, because you didn't think you'd win. You knew, you somehow had information that the Uber was inside the Parah at the time of the Negicha. So Mela, since you went to the Baal HaUber, which didn't make any sense, you could have gotten everything you wanted from the Baal HaParah, Elamai, you must have had the information that it wasn't the Malabar, and Memela, that's considered a Daz Baldin, that there wasn't over there, and Memela, I only have to pay you my share, Haravi and Ezek, I'm Pata because of your Haida. As Elan the Tayyar's Chaim. Now that would only shtim Lashitas the Raivan and the Ra'ah, that when you go to the Balapara, you get the entire Nezek. But the Lashitas Rabbeinu Peretz and the Melchamas, that when you go to the Balapara, all you get is 3/8. So you anyway have to go and get the other 1/8 from the Bala Uber. So either way, you have to go to both of them. So Shtelzach Gaval, the Kasha of the Tayyar's Chaim, what's the difference which one I went to first? I have to go to both of them. I have to get 3/8 from the Balapara. I have to get 1/8 from the Uber. If I go to the Balapara first, I get 3/8. But you're telling me if I go to the Bala Uber first, then I only get 1/4 from the Balapara. Why? What's the difference which one I went first? So the Melchamis is Mayrach about this Nekuda. And he says, Be'emesin, there's no chilik which one you go to first. If you went to the Balapara first, Tainet the Ramban, you'll get 3/8 from the Balapara, and you'll get nothing from the Uber. Because the Bala Uber will tell you, you already, when Megala Das, you already tainted that there was no Uber in the Para. Because you munned everything from the Balapara, and you got 3/8. So I don't have to pay you anything. And if you go to the Bala Uber first, then you'll get 1/8 from the Bala Uber, and then you only get 1/4 from the Balapara. Because the Balapara will tell you that you already were Megala Das, that there was an Uber in the Para, that's why you went to the Bala Uber. But the Ramban learns up the Sugya, it's not the Pshat that he's Taka Maida. He has absolutely no idea. And he went to wherever he went to first, because that's who he managed to get to first. But he says, Atifi Yisai, Atifi Svara. When we say, Mamana Mutl Basafa Cholkin, so Kumtais, you want us to see your Tzad, you want us to see your entire tzad. The other Baldova wants us to see his entire tzad. And Mimele, we say Chalkim. But Kumtais, you came to Bezdin with a claim, even though you didn't know that was true, but with a claim, a Safa claim. You came with a Taina Shema, Tzaycha Taina. That you want the Bala Uba to pay you an 1/8 because I'm Taining, the Taina Shema, that the Uba was in the Parah. The Bala Uba Taina is no. I'm Taining, the Uba was not in the Parah. Bezin hears both Tainus and Sumchus holds, Mamana Mutu Basafa Cholkin, and you get half of your Taina. Once you were Zeichen Bezdin, and half Taka, but once you were Zeichen Bezdin, based on your Taina, that the Uba was in the Parah, you can't turn around and tell Bezin to recognize your Taina against the Bala Parah, that the Uba was not in the Parah. Because one of them isn't true. You can't come to Bezdin and ask us to consider the fact that the Uber was in the Parah and be Mechayev the Uber, and we did that, we gave you 1/8, and then turn around and come to Bezdin and say, give me more than 1/4 from the Bala Parah, give me 3/8 from the Bala Parah, because I want you to consider the fact that the Uber was not in the Parah. We just had a dintayer with your Taina considering the fact Uber was in the Parah. And you can't now go in Taina to consider the fact Uba was not in the Parah. That's Taina the Ramban. And he says, Eina Chinami. If you went to the Bala Parah first, you'll get 3/8 from the Parah, and you'll get nothing from the Uber. That's what the Gemara means. If you Tavi Labara Parah Tchila, so you'll get more than 1/2. You'll get more than 1/4 of the Nezah. You'll get more than 1/2 of the Chatzin Nezah. You get 3/8. And from the Uba, you'll get nothing. Hacha B'mayiskin, he went to the Uba first. So from the Uba, you get 1/8. Because at this point, you're tining that the Uber was there. Once you taina and you win half of the dintaira, based on the taina Shem and Uber was there, you can't come running to Bezdin against the Bala Parah with the taina and Uber wasn't there. Satifa Svar, Medaf Mayim Megzain. That's the Ramban Melchamis Svar. Now the Gemara says a second Lashon by Abaya. Igada Ami Afogav the Kadim Tavi Labal Parah Tchila. Even if he first went to the Bala Parah, this Lashon holds the Bala Parah does not have to pay the full Chatzi Nezek, or not even the 3/8 of the Nezek, the half of the Chatzi Nezek plus the other half of the Mamana Mutu B'Safa Cholkim. Matzi matchele the omele made the yod of the shut for isli. He could be matchem, he could say, you know that I have a shutif. What does that mean, you know you have a shutif? It's a suffix. So the Taisis and the Rishayim explain, because there's a cheskes haguf. Since there's a cheskes haguf, the parah was muberes, we assume that the parah was muberes until we know otherwise. So we assume that the time of Negicha was still muberes is a cheskes haguf. And also we're dealing with the cheskes mamon. The Baal HaParah is the muchzik betzim. So even though Sumchus really holds that Jorodim and Maini don't go by the cheskes mamon, but when you have the cheskes aguf together with the cheskes mamon, even though it's a Jorodim and Maina, Sumchus considers that's enough of a raya to knock off the Jorodim and Maina and to put the money in the hand of the one that has both the muchzik and the cheskes aguf going for him, the Baal HaParah. And Mimele, he only has to pay a quarter of the Nezik, he only has to pay half of the Chatzi Nezik. B'negeya the Baal HaParah, that Sai has a Cheskes Aguf, and Sai has a Cheskes Mamon, he could taina that there was Vaday and Uba, made the Yod of the Shud for Isli, and I'm only paying half. Masha'en came when you want to be today of the Baal HaUber, and say that the Cheskes Aguf should tell me that the Uba was inside of the Parah. There, faket, the cheskes mamon is on the side of the Baal HaUber. The cheskes aguf is on the side of the Baal HaShor, the nizik. So it's not enough to be meitzi mamon with the cheskes aguf. So you go, the mission is like sumchis, you go by the regular klal of mamon amutah besaf v'cholkim. So the male, the Baal of Lan, only has to pay a quarter of the chatzi nezik, an eighth of the nezik, because he could taina, there's a suffix, maybe the Uber wasn't there. The Baal HaParah Kataina Vade, the Uba was there. Because they have both the Cheskes Aguf and the Cheskes Mamon on my side. So Manela, I'm Potter. I only pay a quarter. The Baal HaUber Kataina, no. Maybe it wasn't there, even though the Cheskes Aguf says it was. But the Cheskes Mamon says it wasn't. So Manela, you go bust the regular din of Mamon Abutta Basafik Cholkin. It's a Safik if he has to pay. The Cheskes Mamon says he doesn't have to pay anything. The Cheskes Aguf says he has to pay half of the Chatzi Nezek, a quarter. The Mamele pays a quarter of the Chatzi Nezek, an eighth. That's the sugya. Now, Taisa says a ara like this. The whole sugya is assuming that if the Uber was inside the Parah, the Baal HaParah pays half of the Chatzi Nezek, and the Baal HaUber pays the other half of the Chatzi Nezek, a quarter. Frank Taisa, why is it split that way? The Baal HaParah owns much more than the Baal HaUber. He says, let's say somebody owns 9/10 of a parah, and then has a shutif that owns 1/10 of a parah. And this parah was masik. Does each pay half? He says, of course not. The one who owns 9/10 pay 9/10 of the chatzi nezik. The one who owns 1/10 pays 1/10 of the chatzi nezik. He says, it's often a mishnah. The first mishnah in the fourth parak, shor shenagach dal vehei. When you have the shar that was negeach, the first shar, and then it's split between the mazik and the nizik, and then it's negeach a third shar. So now, the nizik gets half, and then the first two mazikim each have a quarter of it, and then it's mazik a fourth shar. So it says that nizik gets half, and the third guy has a quarter, and the first two each have an eighth. In other words, they're each responsible for their share. Kafi, how much they own in the parah, in the shar. So why in this case would the Baal of Lad, Baal HaUber, be responsible for half of the Chatzi Nezek, and the Baal HaParah be responsible for the half of the Chatzi Nezek? They don't own an equal share in the parah. So Taisa says from the Riva that it's just a simon. We're just using it as a figure that's easy to work with. But really, the Yisayda Davar is half is lav dafka. He says, l'mashal. Let's say the parah was worth 80 zuz without the vlad. And with the vlad, it's worth 100 zuz. And altogether, it was masik 100 zuz. So kum dais, 80% of the hezek is the responsibility of the Baal HaParah. 20% of the hezek is the responsibility of the Baal HaVlad. So if the Uba was there for sure, the Baal HaParah would pay 40 zuz, and the Baal HaUber would pay 10 zuz. And if it's a suffix, so the Mishnahs would say the Baal HaParah pays 40 zuz, and the Baal HaUber pays 5 zuz, And then we have the question like the Gemara is discussing, but the Gemara is just using the figure of half and a quarter as if the Parah and the Vlada were worth the same amount, because it's easy to work with. But really, it's proportionate to how much the Parah is worth and how much the Ubah is worth. So the Rajba brings this down, and the Rajba says, Yushalmi asks his kasha. The Rajba says, Yushalmi asks, Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Kahana, Bo Kami Rab Ami, Kachan U'aymim Ragla Shal Odem Echad, V'kula Shal Odem Acha, Zenais and Machsa, V'zenais and Machsa. Mamish says to Hashem Taisus. Now, if it would be, we'd know for sure the Ubu was there, so each one would give half of the Chatzin Ezek. So is that true? If someone owns a whole parah and someone owns a leg of a parah, each one pays half when it's mazik. So the Yishalmi says, Amalei b'mu'ud hi misnaya. We're talking about a mu'ud in the Mishnah. So the Yishalmi learns like this, by a tam einachinami. That's what Taisus was machriach from the Gemara in the beginning of the fourth parak, which is talking about a shar tam or so, that by a tam, you only pay proportionate to how much you own in the shar. If somebody owns 3/4 of the shar, and someone owns 1/4 of the shar, and it's a shar tam, and it was mazik, so then 3/4 of the payment is from the one who owns 3/4, and 1/4 of the payment is from the one who owns 1/4. But the Mishnah is talking about a mu'at. And the Chayyad Pshat is that the Yishalmi learns differently than the Bavli. The ratio of our Mishnah is definitely a tam. The ratio of shar shenogach hasapara, that you pay chatzin nezek lepara avil nezek levad, that's clearly talking about a tam. But the safe of the Mishnah, parah shenogach hasashar, which says that you pay chatzin nezek lepara avil nezek levad, that the Yishalmi says is talking about a mu'ud. And Mimela, it's very good. You don't have the Bavli's kasha. Why are you paying 3/4? You're only supposed to pay half. Why are you paying 3/4? Because since we're dealing with a shar mu'ud, so a shar mu'ud, if the uber would definitely be in the parah, each one would pay half. You get the whole thing. Now that the uber is a suffix, so the parah definitely has to pay half, and the uber has to pay 1/4. Because the uber is a suffix. Now, Agamar is Zichah learning the Mishnah by a tam. The Mishnah Agamar is saying that you pay chatzi of chatzi nezik. We're Zichah talking about a parah that's a tam. So Agamar, l'chay, you're going to have to say Taisus Teretz. That the half is lav dafka. It means proportionate to how much you own. It didn't want to go into the figure. It uses the figure of half, meaning the portion which the parah is worth without the uber. That's called half. Now, it's tzarech bia two things. First of all, what's takip shan in this chilip between tam and mu'ud? Why should there be a chilip between tam and mu'ud? How come by mu'ud, if you only own a small percentage of the shar, you still have to pay half? And by tam, you only have to pay according to the percentage you own, l'chayr's tamu'ud. The second thing, which is l'chayr a little bit shver, is that Taisus says it depends on the value that you have in the shar. Taisus says that clearly. If the shar, he says, is worth 80 zuz without the uber, and 20 and 100 zuz with the uber, so the uber is worth 20 zuz, so then you split it up, that the Bala Parah owes 80% of the Chatzin Ezek, and the Bala Uber owes 20% of the Chatzin Ezek. Why is it totally on the value? L'chari, it's totally on how much they were mazik. L'chari, you have to figure out how much is the Parah responsible for the Hezek, and how much is the uber responsible for the Hezek. Why is Taisus splitting it up according to the value, not according to the amount of hezek? Now, it's Vishleim in the Mishnah in the beginning of the fourth parak, where you're just simply a shutif in the whole shar. So it's the same thing. You own a chelik of the whole shar, so that means that the shar is mazik, so that's a chelik of the hezek. Masha'en Kain here, where you own a specific part of the shar, you own the uber, how much the uber is worth, the value of the uber, does not correspond to the chelik of how much the uber contributed to the hezek. So the Grach HaLasha says, Meshem the Briskerov, the Griz, that la'olam when two shvarim are mazik something, you don't figure out how much of the hezek was done by this shar and how much of the hezek was done by that shar. The entire hezek was done by both shvarim. The mailit split half and half. There is no value of that he did that much hezek, he did that much hezek. The entire hezek was done by both of them. Two shvarim together were mazik something, and you needed both shvarim to do the hezek. They were both shutfim in the hezek. That means that each, the owners of each respective shvar has to give half, period. And that's gufa de pshat, that when it's one shvar and you own the leg of the shvar, but it's one shvar that did the hezek, and this shvar has two owners to it, it doesn't matter if they have an unproportionate amount of how much they own in the shvar. The shvar, that means they were both shutfim in the hezek, they each pay half. That's pshat in the Yerushalmi. And by a shvar tam, it's a whole different thing. And this is a yisayin that already Reb Chaim says in the Sefer, in Hilchos Niskein Mammon, Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, he also says a little bit early in the Gracha Lashas, that by shvar tam, the yisayin of the chiv, and I'm sure Zavsky is also masbid, it's more barichas and simen yadala, but it's already, I think this is the vart of the Brisker Rav here in the Gracha Lashas. The yisayin of the chiv is, it's not a chiv on the owner, but Igranda has to pay from the shor. The shor is meshubet to his chiv. The chiv guf is on the shor. The din is that he either, like the man yama yuchlet ashar, he owns the shor, like the man yama yushim ashar, he has a shibud in the shor. That's the din. The nizik gets the shor. The raya there that Reb Chaim brings over there is, when you have a shomer, and the shomer is responsible for the nizkei ashar, because he's a shomer, and the shor tam is mazik, you still pay me gufay. Fact Reb Chaim, what's the pshat in such a din? You have a shomer, he's responsible for the nizakin, and then he pays from the owner's shor. The shor doesn't belong to him. If he's responsible for the nizkei ashar, if the shor does shein and regel, he's completely responsible. But now the shor does karen, which pays me gufay, and you pay from the shor doesn't belong to him. How could he be chayef to pay the bailam shor? Elamai, stating them that it's not a chiv on the owner, on the one responsible for the nezikin. It's a chiv on the shor. The shor memela becomes meshubid or becomes the property of the nizik. Nothing to do with the baal ashar. Here the baal ashar is not responsible for nizkei ashar. The shomer is. And still it's the baal ashar that loses. The shomer has to pay him back. Alts because he lost his shor, because of the shmiris gufay of the shor. But the shmiris nizakin, it's the bialim that's paying, even though it's the shomer that's the one that's the chiyuv. Now, derech say you have by gazlin, like Shmuel Zavsky points out. A gazlin is mechuyif anything, any hezek that the shor does. Tyson and Vavim Abayz explains that. A gazlin steals a shor, and it does shame the regal, the gazlin is mechuyif. But if he does niske keren, a shor tam, so again you gave him a gufay. Again, the gazlin is mechuyif in the nezakin, but still, by a shor tam, you gave it from the guf of the shor, which doesn't belong to the gazlin. In them state the Yisayid, it's not the pshat that the Bailam HaMechuyah for what the Shor did, and the Tashlumin is from the Shor. The Shor becomes Meshubid. Early on Daf Yud Gimel, Reb Chaim brings this Raya, because the Gemara has a Pasuk, Mimamayit Shor Shel Hefker, from the Zikin. Shor Shel Hefker is not Chuyiv in the Zikin. In fact, the Gemara, what are you the Pasuk for? Who are you going to be Gaiva from? A Shor Shel Hefker is Masik, it's Hefker. Who are you going to be Gaiva from? Doesn't have an owner. So the Gemara says, we're talking about Niske Karen, which you gave him a gufay. So the Gemara says, well, what do you mean? If you want, just take it. It's Hefker. What's the Shaila? So the Gemara says, someone else took it first. A Shor Shel Hefker, a Shor Tam was Mazik you. And then someone else was claiming a Shor from Hefker. Without the Pasuk, you would say, since the Shor was Mazik me, I own the Shor. And you can't be Zeichin from the Hefker. The Baal is a Pasuk, be Mamayit Shor Shel Hefker. The Mela, you don't get it. So without the Pasuk Mimayit Shor Shel Hefker, you would say the Shor belongs to you because it was Mazik you, even though there's nobody Mechuyif. In them state Mefurish, at the Yisoid of the Tashlume Shor Tam is not a din in the Bailam. The Shor itself becomes Mechuyif. Ayba Zaitain at the Briskerov. If the Shor is Mechuyif, so then if the Shor has two owners, each of the owner loses out on this Chiyiv proportionately. Just like Lamashal, have shutfim that are unevenly, have an uneven shutfis in a field, let's say, and a Baal Chayiv comes and is gave a part of the field, each of the shutfim lose proportionate to how much they own in the field. So that's the aside. It's not the pshat that each of the shutfim are chayif equally on the nezakin. No. You see by Shar Muad that no, if you're a shutif in the hezek, it doesn't go by the proportion of how much you own. If, let's say, two shvarim are mazik, or a shar if two shutfim are mazik, even if one owns more of the shar, one owns less, they each pay equally. That's the aside when the bailam are mechuyiv. But when the shor is mechuyiv, when the shor becomes meshubin, so then the owners are each going to be nifsat proportionately. He says it to Yishalmi. Yishalmi in Perek Misha Yenasi, the 10th Perek Exuvis, brings the Mishnah in the beginning of the 4th Perek, which explains how when a shor is mazik, the owners are lose proportionately, their chayiv and the niske shor tam proportionately, and the Yishalmi says, v'chein l'schar. Also, when the shor increases in value, each one get a proportional share of the increase. So he says, Mefurish, you see, it's nothing to do with you being mechuyev in the hezek. The pshat is, it's the hefsid. The shor became nifsad, and everyone takes a proportional share of the hefsid. And that also explains why Taisa says it goes bus how much money you have. We're not dealing with the chiyev of being mazik. The chiyev of being mazik would be equal. We're dealing with the hefsid of the shor. There is no chiyev on the bailam be'etzim. The hefsid and the shor is shared proportionally by the shutfim. That's the shtickle from the Brisker Rav and the Grach HaLashas, Reb Shmuel Zofsky's Mu'amarech, earlier in Simon Yadalad. That's the site of the chilul between Tam and Mu'ud. Now the Gemara goes vaita. Rav didn't like Abaye's pshat because he didn't think the word chatzin nezek or nevi'in nezek is seivel half of the chatzin nezek and a quarter of the chatzin ezek. So Rav said, we're talking about parah dechad of vlad dechad. It's owned by the same person. And what it means is as follows. If the parah is around, so then he has to pay chatzin ezek from the parah. If the parah is not around, so then he pays a quarter of the nezek from the vlad. And the pshat is like this. If we would know that the parah was pregnant at the time of the negicha, so then, even if the par was not around, he'd get the full chatzin ezek from the vlad. That's Rav's halacha. Par sheizika gaiva mivlada maitam magufihi. The par and the vlad is considered the same guf. But since we do not know if the par is muberes b'shas negicha, if the par was muberes, he could get the full chatzin ezek from the vlad. If the par was not muberes, he gets nothing. Because shor tam only pays migufa and the guf is gone, and the vlad had nothing to do with the hezek. So since we have a suffik, we go with simchas, mamana muta b'safik chalkim, and you pay revi'a nezek from the vlad. And Taisus is masba, that Rav al-Karchach holds ubi yerech imai. If it wouldn't be for the swar of ubi yerech imai, and it wouldn't be considered one big para, but if you consider two paras, ubi lav yerech imai, the para is one chefza, the vlad is a different chefza. So even if they both belong to the same person, if let's say someone has two shvarim that were mazik, two shor tams together, so the din migufa would be divided between the two. We consider each one responsible for half of the nezek. You'd get half of the chatzin nezek from one of them and half of the chatzin nezek from the other. And if one of them is avad, if one of them is gone, so then you'd only end up with a quarter of the nezek. And that's what the same din, if you'd hold uber lav yerechimai, a parah that was mazik with the uber, each one responsible for half, or perhaps a proportionate of the half in ezek, and if one of them is gone, so you only get the proportional share from the other one. But since uber yerechimai, it's considered one big parah, so just like if one parah is mazik, and then half of this parah was nevan, you still could be gaiver from the other half of the parah. As long as some of the guf is kayim, you could be gaiver from whatever is kayim. So it's considered one big guf, ubi yerech imai. It's one guf, and memela. If the parah is neved, you could be gaiver from the uber. Now, the Shidim Mukubetzis brings from the Ram from Sarkasta, the Ram mi Sarkasta, a tremendous chiddush. He says, even if the par would belong to one person and the uba to another person, the baltwi hold gufahi and uba yerechimai, and the par was mazik with the uber, if the par is nevad, you get the entire chatzi nezik from the uber. And gevaldige chiddush, and gepshuta it's tamua. Because why should the bala uber be mechuyev to pay more than his share? And enechami the grach al hashas early in the first parak numbers are not that way. Nemzon, there's not mechuyev to pay more than his share. It's dafka Rava says that dafka when the par and the uber belong to the same person, then we say if the par is neved, you can be gaiver from the uber. But belong to two different people. So the bala para pays proportionate to what he owns, and the bala uber pays proportionate to what he owns. And if the bala par is, if the par is neved, so the nizik loses, and the bala uber only has to pay his portion. And as I mentioned, statement first in the Meiri here. The Meiri learns this way, but the Rami Sakasa doesn't learn this way. The Rami Sakasta Nemzon, that even if it belongs to two people, you can be gaiva from the uber. What's the pshat? So Shmuel Rizovsky, at the end of his Simon Yadalad, Aishches, he says, I'll pee this Yisayin that we said, I'll pee the Yisayin that we just learned with the Reb Chaim's Yisayin, that the din of paying a short tam is not a din in the Bailam, it's a din in the Shire. So mainly, even if it's two owners, it doesn't matter. This whole shor is meshubah to me. I could take from whatever I want. I could take from the para. I could take from the uber, even if it's two owners. But it's not so pashut. Because the Gemara before was mavur, that if the para and the vlan belong to two different people, you only get half of the chatzin ezek from the para and half of the chatzin ezek from the vlan. You don't say that it doesn't matter who the owners are, it's a din in the shor. Elamai, the pshat is if it belongs to one person, so Mela, that's the din that you could be gaiva from his shor, so you could be gaiva from any part of his shor that's around, that's available. By saying if it belongs to two people, so it's not fair to be gaiva the entire thing from one person, behechich, the chiv on the shor is going to split up, I'll pee the ownership of the shor, and each shutif is only mechuyev to pay the half that he owns. And mamela, each one pays half. So what's the pshat in the Rami Sakasa that says that even though it has two different owners, still if it's never the para, you could take the whole thing from the vlad. So Shmuel Zavsky wants to be mechalik. That if the para and the uber are both around, so you can't take everything from the bala para. Avada splits, both the Bala Para and the Bala Uber, they both, their shor became meshubit to the Nizik, so they each take the loss proportionally. You can't mun the Bala Para more than his shear. But when the Bala Para lost his whole para, he doesn't have the para anymore. So Memela, the Shibit is all on the Uber. The Shibit Memela is all on the Uber. When they're both around, then the Shibit splits between the par and the uber. They're both around, so you can't mun from only one and not the other. They each are equally responsible. They're both owners of this shor that you own. But let's say there is no par. The par was nevad. So the Rami Sakasta holds. So now, the shibud behechuch is on the uber. So maybe I could mun the whole thing from the bala uber. Now it's a bissel shver, because the Gemara there is mavur, that when I have a suffix on the uber, even though I can't mun it from the uber, because I have a suffix, I still can't mun it from the bala para. Because he'll say the bala uber is chayiv. But here, I can't get it from the uber. So it's not meshubit. So mel the para should be meshubit. If the uber is not around, so behechuk, the whole shiba is on the para. But if the uber is around, so maybe the shiba is on the uber. Now you can't be gaiva because of a suffix. That's not going to make the shibud be chal in the para. If it's nevan, if it's gone, so then the shibud is on whatever's left, and it doesn't make a difference if it's all one owner. But kolzman it's around, and the shibud memeles in mischalik between the two, and even if I can't put pile be gaiva it, but that's your problem, it doesn't become a shibud to the para. That's how Shmuel Zavsky wants to tainch the Maran Misarkasta. But Mestamad and Meiri, the more Parshup Shad is that since Metchila the Shibud was split up between the two owners, so even though now one of them is Nevan, but the Shibud doesn't become one of the owners, each owner only would be Mechaya proportionally like it was in the beginning of the Shibud. And now let's see the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says a kader shehichnis kadei reis of a chatzar balabai shaloi brishus. If a potter brings his pots into the chatzar of somebody without permission, v'shavu behemta shebalabais potter. If his pots got damaged by the behemoth of the balabais, potter v'mhuska behen balakaderis chayiv. And if the behemoth got damaged by the pots, so the one who brings in the pots is chayiv. And the same thing with the peiros that he brings in, and the same thing with the shor. Now I want to say over the klolim of this sugya, of the sugya of Kadosh Shechnis Kadei Reisav and the Machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanon and the Machlokes Rabbi Zeir and Rava that's on the Gemara. So on this plot, it's a little bit. On the next plot, I want to give over the whole sugya b'derech tzar. And it goes like this. If you bring in something to someone's chatzar shaloi b'shus, then there's no Machlokes Tanam, there's no Machlokes Aram, there's no Machlokes altogether. The din is very clear. You bring it in shaloi b'shus, you're achroi for any nezik it causes. If you bring in kedeiros or peiros, that's a bar, has all the gedarim of bar. You bring in a shar, that's a shar. It's mamon amazik. Whatever gedarim of mamon amazik it has, it would have a p'tur of kelim, would have a p'tur of havel shaloi teichel. The gemara brings such a p'tur. Do you have no p'tur other than the regular p'tur? It's a regular din of mamon amazik, and that's l'kuli alma. And who din fakert? You bring in something shaloi b'shus. Your kederis, your peiros, your shor, shaloi b'shus to the chatzar, and his behemus was mazik your thing. That's also very clear. He has no shibunim. There is no din niske mamin in your chatzar. Tarcha b'shus to my boy. The Gemara says in the first parak, niske mamin shein regal is only in the chatzar nizik, where you don't have b'shus. Karen and Barane Shavada is even b'shus rabim, but Karen is even when you have b'shus, as long as yours has b'shus. But where he doesn't have rishus, and you do have rishus, there is no din of mamon amazik, period. And there's no other reason to be mischayev. So that's clear. Shaloi b'shus is absolutely clear. The complication of the sugya is when you bring it in rishus. In the Mishnah, we have a machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanan in regard to the chiyuvim that the Baal HaBayis has if his behemoth are mazik, the peiros, kederos, or the shor that's brought in rishus. The Chachamim say, the Tanakhama says, chayiv. And the Gemara is massive because when you bring in Rishus, you're being Makabal Shmira. If you give a guy Rishus to bring in your payers, you're being Makabal Shmira. Now the Gemara has a Shaila. Is it only Makabal Shmira that you won't be Masakit? That your behemoth won't be Masakit? Or you're not Makabal Shmira. You're a Shemir, period, on the payers. That anyone won't be Masakit. The Al-Kopana, that's the Yisite, the Makabal Shmira. And Rabbi Olds, no. If you bring it in Rishus, you're not Makabal Shmira. You're only Makabal Shmira if you're saying Makabal Shmira. And therefore, you potter on whatever happens, because you're not Makabal Shmira. The answer machlokes in the Mishnah, b'negeya, if the Baal HaChatzar is chayev or potter on the damages his behemoth did to the kederis, the peiros, or the shor that was brought in Bershus. And the machlokes is it's considered a Kabbalah Shmira. The Gemara talks about what's the din the other way. What's the din, hezek, that the kederes, or the peiros, or the shor, did to the behemoth of the Baal HaChatzar when it was done b'shus. So we have a machlokes, the Havman of the Gemara, which Reb Zeir hold of, and Rava. The Havman held, and this is where Reb Zeir holds the Maisa, that everything's reciprocal. Just like we find that according to the Rabbanan, he's Makabal Shmira. He's Makabal Shmira that his behemoth shouldn't be mazik, the peiros, or the kederes, or the shor. So too, the Baal HaKederis, the Baal HaPeiros, the Baal HaShor is also Mekabel Shmira, that the Peiros, the Kederis, and the Shor shouldn't be Masik to Behemoth of the Baal HaBayis. So the Chiyuv is both ways. If the Behemoth of the Baal HaBayis are Masik, the Kederis, Peiros, or Shor, Chayiv, but if the Peiros, Kederis, and Shor is Masik, the Behemoth of the Baal HaBayis, also Chayiv. It goes both ways. That's what the Gemara thought. So Al-Karchach, according to Reb Zeira, according to the Makshin, it's not a full Kabbalah Shmira. It's just a Kabbalah Shmira that my behemoth shouldn't be mazik you. But I'm the Rabbah. Just like I'm a Kabbalah Shmira that my behemoth shouldn't be mazik what you're bringing in Bershus, who and then reciprocally, you're Mechayiv Shmira, you're a Kabbalah Shmira that your Peiros, Kederis, or Shor shouldn't be mazik my behemoth. So that fly is a Meridik Akasha. He says a Meridik Yisayit. I think it's the Gevaldik Yisayit in the whole Sugya. The kasha is two kashas. First of all, the Kamarishainim that hold that in order to makabel shmir, you need a kinyan. Otherwise, the kabbalah shmir is not chal. So bishleim of the bala chatzir, you bring it in bishus. So he's being kainit. It's in his chatzir. So that's a kinyan to be a shamer. So he can be a shamer on your payers and your kaderis and your shar that you brought into his chatzir. But how could the bala payers, kaderis, or shar become a shamer on the behemoth of the bala bais? He didn't make a kinyan. Karmu shayim hold, he can't be ashamed without making a kinyan. That's the first kasha. Second kasha effect afla. If they're both makabel shmira, the Gemara says in Ashayilim of Mitzia, if let's say I come to you, I say, I want you to watch this thing for me, and I'm going to watch that thing for you. Shmar li ve'eshmalach. The Gemara says they're both pater. You know why? That's called a shmira bebailim. This is pur of balavimai. If at the time of Kabbalah shmira, I was working for you as a din of balavimai. So here, each shamer is working for each other. So Mamela, they're both balavimai. So Mamela, they're pater. So here also, I'm makabel shmir on your behemoth. You're makabel shmir on my stuff. Dav is ayin p'tur balavimai. Everyone should be pater. Hazak da fall like this. It's not the pshat that according to Rabbanan, I'm a chuyiv al tzdine shamer. I'm a chuyiv because I'm a shamer, because I'm makabel shmir. That's not the vart. The vart is, if I'm bringing my kederis in b'rishus, and you're makabel shmira, that you're behemoth and I'm going to be mazik my peiris, so kumdais, I'm makabel shmira, and my peiris should be mazik your behemoth, the pshat is that benegeya, my peiris being mazik your behemoth, my peiris are here shaloi b'rishus. That's the aside. So the chiv is not a chiv shamer, the chiv is a chiv bar. Now there are bun and home. That if I'm bringing it rishus, it's al das that I should be chayiv on anything that's done to your behemoth. So melehu adin, you also mechayiv that anything that your kederis is a mazik my behemoth, you're also going to be chayiv. But what's the chiv? Not a chiv shamer. The pshat has been a geya. The hezek that your kederis payers are sure due to my behemoth has been a geya. That hezek that there shall I be rishus. The rishus is a limited rishus. I don't mind that it's there. And under Abba, it's a rishus b'negei that if I'm mazik it, I'm chayiv. B'negei then it's the rishus. But if you're mazik me, I didn't bring you in to be mazik me and be potter. B'negei you being mazik me, it's shaloi b'rishus. So the chayiv is chayiv of bar or shor. You don't have to come on to the chayiv shaymer. It's not a shaymer. And gavaldigi yisait. That's in the Rabbana. In Rebbe, according to Havin and according to Abzeir, it's faker. It's also reciprocal. In Rebbe, what the Gemara Nem Nun is, that as Ivi, the Baal Abayis, I'm taking it in Bershus, but there's no Achrayis. I'm taking it in Bershus, I'm not going to be chayav on any hezek that it causes. As Ivich, the Baal Apeiris, the Baal Akadeiris, the Baal Ashar, is part of any hezek that causes the Baal Abayis. So Taisus asks, he doesn't understand the Gemara's Anocha. Mishleim the Baal Achatz is part of anything he does to the Baal Peiris, Kederis, or Shar. It's not Mekabel Shmir B'chlal. So it could be B'negei Hezek, like we're saying in Nafla, it's like Shaloi B'rishus. But why should the Baal Ashar, if he brings it in Shaloi B'rishus, be Potter on the Negicha? He says like this, the Kederis and the Peiris, that's a din of Bar. Bar Taisus Nemzon, that if you're there b'rishus and no one's makabel shmira, even though he's also there b'rishus, you're not chayiv. Mefarshim shtel etzu to the Gemara in the next blot, shneim b'rishus or shneim shaloi b'rishus, hiziku zeh zeh chayovim, husku zeh zeh p'turim. Two people are here b'rishus. So if one accidentally is mazik the other one, avadi is chayiv. But if one trips over the other one, then the one that got tripped over is potter, because you have to be careful. So the pshat is bar. If my bar doesn't belong there, I'm chayav in any hezek the bar did. Mashayin, if my bar belongs there, my bar didn't go and be mazik. It didn't go be mazik you. You fell into my bar. You fell into my bar which belongs there. There can't be any chayav bar. So that's good. There can't really be a chayav bar unless the guy who brought in the bar is makabel shmira. Like he said, for nafla, because then he's considered shaloi b'rishus, or maybe because he's considered a shamer. But either way, without being makabel shmira, you can't be mechayev a bar something that's there b'rishus, because it didn't go and be mazik. You got genizik in there, and they were there b'rishus, That's not a hezek. Whenever you're there legitimately and you didn't do the hezek, the thing got genizked on you, you're not the mazik. But shor, even though the shor was there b'shus, the din is shneim b'shus by Karen Ischaev. So how could it be that Rebbe would panter the Baal HaShor if it be negech the shor of the Baal HaBayis? Was for him tur is thus? Enechanami, nobody's makabel shmir, but it's a regular mazik of Karen. And the Taisis, the Havimina held that the reciprocal on the Ptur also goes both ways. There's a lehenyedika piter. Just like I let you come in, and I'm not taking any achrayis, who and then the Gemara thought that I'm letting you not take any achrayis, even achrayis that you're really supposed to take. But just like I'm not taking achrayis, I'm letting you come into my chatzah, but without any obligation of achrayis, the mela I pater you for any achrayis that you might have. That was the Gemara's havamin. So this is all according to Rabbi Zeira. So again, according to Rabbi Zeira, any time it's b'shus, according to Rabbanan, they're both reciprocally mechayiv. The one who brought it in, the Baal HaPeiris, K'deiris, or Baal HaShor, is chayiv and anything is Peiris, K'deiris, and Shor due to the Baal HaBayis. And that we said from that flaw is lav dafkal shemer. It's because b'negeya my chiyuvim, it's like this, shalai b'shus. Who within the Baal HaBayis is mechayiv anything his behem is due to the Peiris or K'deiris or the Shor. He's Mekabel Shmir, but only on that limited Shmir, on what his behemoth is due to it. And according to Rebbe, it is reciprocal Ptur. I'm not taking any Achrayis, so my behemoth is Mazik, your thing, Potter, because I'm not taking any Achrayis. And reciprocally, I'm parting you from any Achrayis of what your thing does to my behemoth. That's a Machlokes. Is everyone taking Achrayis when it's Bishus? Was everyone forkeret, but dafka patering zich from any achrayis when it's bishus. Going to Rav, going to Rabbanan, it's forkeret. The pshat is, when you come in bishus, he's a shamer. Even Nishber Bruch, he's a shamer. He's a complete shamer. So kumdais, if anything happens to the peiris, kederis, and shar, he's chayiv. Even if not his behemoth, a mazik. Even if they stam, even chonkes atzma, like the Gemara says. Even Nishber Bruch. So since according to Rav, it's not a limited shmira to what my behemoth is a mazik. It's a general shmira. So avada licked in the shmira that faket. If I'm the shamer, so I'm the shamer on the nezakin also. So I can't charge you for what your kedayus, payus, and shor did to my behemoth. Adarabba, I'm the shamer. So the Baal HaBayis is the full chayiv. Sorry for anything that happened to the payus, kedayus, and shor. And also, if anything happens to his behemoth, the Baal HaKederis is potter. He's the fully responsible for the whole thing, for both the zekim. So he has to pay if the payers or the Kederis or the Shor gets genizked, and he doesn't get any money if his behemoth gets genizked. He's the shamer. Now, according to Rebbe, according to Rav, it is a machlokes rishonim. The Ravid is clear, and Hilchos Niske Mamon, Paragimel, Lachayid Gimel, and the Rambam's also mashmanat the way there, and Rabbi Kvega learns this way in Taisus. According to Rebbe, the Baal HaBayis is not the Shemer. He's not responsible for anything that happens to the Shor or the Peiris or the Kederis. Fine. But in Benigeya, the Peiris and Kederis and Shor, if them Mazik is behemoth, then it depends. The Peiris and the Kederis, which is Bar, so we said the Svara before. If my Bar is there, Bershus, there's no Chiyiv Bar. So b'negeya that, avada is potter. But b'negeya shor, with this shnei and b'shus yichayiv, so the Ravid, and told you the Mishmai Sarambam, and Taisus, where the Kvegel learns up Taisus holds, that b'negeya shor, he's talking going to be chayiv. Because that svar of the reciprocal p'tur, that's only in the Havman according to Rav Zeir. According to Ravid, there's no reason to say that svar. According to Ravid, there's no reciprocity. According to the Rabban and Adarabba, the Baal HaChatzer is in Gansen Chayiv, and he's the Shemer, and the Baal HaPeiris, and Kederis, and Shor is in Gansen Potter. According to Rebbe, there's no Kabbalah Shmir altogether. The Baal HaBayis is in Gansen Potter. The Baal HaChatzer, it depends. I mean, not Baal HaChatzer, the Baal HaPeiris and Kederis, that's Taka Potter because of Bar B'Shus is Potter. Because it didn't go and be Mazik. You were Mazik in the Bar, like we said, the Svara. But a Shor B'Shus is Chayiv. So here we'll see a Chayiv. The Rosh holds, according to Rabbi Fakert, as Ivy, according to the Rabbanon, according to Rav, it's the opposite. The Balabayis takes full Shmira, and the Balapayus, Kderis, and Shars, and Gans, and Pater. According to Rabbi, it's also the opposite. It's not reciprocal tur, it's mamash the opposite. When I say, when I give you Rishus, I mean that you have to watch. You have Rishus to bring it in. I'm Pater if I mazik you, and you're Chayiv if you mazik me. And even by Payus and Kderis, it's that way. You don't have a header of Bar Rishus. We're going on, let's say, with the Aflosvar. The Pshat is that I'm allowing you to come in. If I'm not Mechayev myself to watch, the Pshat is you are the Ganser Shoyme. You have to watch. So it could be like the Aflosvar, the Pshat has been a gaping Mazik Yeshaloy Bishus. But that's the Rosh Hashita. According to Rav, everything turns around. According to Rav Zeira, we're both Chayev. I'm Chayev. I, the Kadar, or the Bala Peiris, the Bala Shara Chayiv of Mike Deir Peiris or Shara Mazik you, and you are Chayiv of your Behemoth, so Mazik Mike Deir Peiris and Shar. And according to Rabbi, we're both Panther. That's in the Havman in Reb Zeir. According to Rav, everything turns over. According to the Rabbanon, the Bala Chatzir is Chayiv and the Bala Kdeir is Peiris and Shar is Panther. And according to Rabbi, Punkt Faker, the Bala Chatzir is Panther. That means the Bala Peiris, Kdeir and Shar is Chayiv. And when I bring it in, I'm not saying bring in and I'll watch it. I'm saying bring in and you have to watch it. And Mel, you're a Gansan Chayiv and I'm a Gansan Pater. That's how the Rosh learns.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.